through this seemingly bleak picture, there is a bright light that still shines. Our young people affirm for me every day that they are not a lost generation, that they have what it takes to deliver on the promise of this great city. As a Catholic Jesuit urban university, our responsibility is to kindle, nurture, and fuel that light. That is why Canisius is different. We respond to the needs of our community with action. So today, I am excited to announce the most significant initiative we have undertaken as a university, the Canisius Buffalo Promise Scholarship. The scholarship program does two things for Buffalo students. First, it starts to break down one of the most significant barriers to higher education: cost. Second, it incorporates thoughtful, high-impact practices and learning experiences that build a bridge to post-graduation success. The data is clear. Cost is the single biggest issue for students and families when it comes to pursuing higher education. With this scholarship program, Canisius University is responding to the needs of our students and their families. The Canisius Buffalo Promise Scholarship will cover 100% of the cost of undergraduate tuition at Canisius for up to 4 years for all eligible students from the Buffalo area. Automatically, 100% of tuition for 4 years. If a student comes from a high need or middle income family in Buffalo and they're accepted to Canisius, then they will not pay 1 cent toward their tuition here at Canisius. This program that covers 100% of tuition for 100% of eligible admitted students will change not just Canisius, it will change Buffalo and how our young people in this city think about access to a high quality education. Eligibility for the Buffalo Promise Scholarship is based on a few simple factors. And it's important to underscore that we as an institution are committed to fostering academic excellence and ensuring that students who are admitted to Canisius, regardless of where they come from and what their circumstances are prepared to succeed in our rigorous educational environment and go on to do wonderful things in our community, in their careers, post-graduation. So those factors. First, students must be admitted to Canisius via the regular decision process. Second, students must live in Buffalo. This includes the city of Buffalo, as well as adjacent towns, including Kenmore, Amherst, Cheektowaga, West Seneca, and Lackawanna. A more detailed description of the eligibility will be available on the program's webpage. Third, students must come from a household with an adjusted gross income at or less than $125,000 a year. This is almost double the median household income in Erie County, which makes a high-quality Canisius University education 100% tuition-free to thousands of qualified students and families. Fourth, students must submit valid applications for federal and New York State aid by March 1st. Finally, students must remain in good academic standing throughout their undergraduate career at Canisius. Regular decision, live in Buffalo, $125,000 or less, valid financial aid applications, good standing. Easy enough. If you are a student in the audience today, or you know a student, to our advisors and teachers who meet those criteria, congratulations. Your tuition at Buffalo's top private university is going to be $0. Students and families want more value out of their education. And that means more than just reducing costs. Value means improving outcomes. That is what makes the Buffalo Promise Scholarship such a significant initiative for us. It is part of our strategic goal. We are also combining it with the promise of our Golden Griffin Guarantee, which we launched in the spring, guarantees graduation in 4 years for all eligible students. We're combining it with our commitment to student success as we prepare to build a state-of-the-art student success center to provide wraparound services to our students. In this pilot year of the Buffalo Promise Scholarship, we anticipate that approximately 800 admitted students will qualify as Buffalo Promise Scholars. That's 800 new students for whom a Canisius University education is now within reach. In the aggregate, the potential savings for Buffalo students and their families in this first year alone is over $25 million. $25 million in potential savings to Buffalo students and their families in 1 year. Based on our projections, we expect approximately 4,000 students to qualify over the next 5 years. And I went to law school, so I didn't have to do math. But that, I think, is $125 million in potential savings for Buffalo students and their families in 5 years. That is not insignificant. That is why this is the most generous, most ambitious, most comprehensive combined aid program in our university's long history. We know that a Canisius education is transformative, opening doors to opportunities and experiences that set students up for long-term success and a lifetime of meaning and leadership. We also know that this generation of young people will change our world for the better. It is not enough to say that higher education is worth the investment. We must show its worth. Our vision is to make a Canisius education experience available to all qualified students by breaking down the barriers of cost and building up student outcomes. And the Buffalo Promise Scholarship is our most significant step in that direction. As a Jesuit university, we have a unique imperative to always strive for more, not for ourselves, but for others. In our almost 500-year Ignatian tradition, this is called the magis, the more. That means actively rejecting the status quo and doing what we must to realize our vision for a brighter, more just future. This drives us to respond to the needs of our students and their families with action. When students feel less prepared, we respond with more. When students feel less supported, we respond with more. When students feel like college is not worth it, we must do more, be more, and show them how much more they can do and achieve right here in Buffalo, right here at Canisius University. A generation of students is calling out for more from us, and Canisius University is going to answer that call. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Canisius University. It is now my distinct pleasure to welcome two of our elected officials up to the podium one at a time to share their thoughts about this incredible moment for our university and for our community. New York State Senator Sean Ryan, who represents the 61st District, which includes parts of Buffalo and the surrounding area, and makes him directly connected to the community that will benefit from the Buffalo Promise Scholarship. Senator Ryan was elected to State Senate in 2020 and previously served in the New York State Assembly from 2011 to 2020. He has championed increased investment in education and education initiatives as an assemblyman. Senator Ryan was a senior in high school when Bethlehem Steel closed. The economic hardships faced by so many families in our community led him to focus his legislative work on helping to transform the Western New York economy. He is chair of the Senate's Economic Development and Small Business Committee. Senator Ryan will be followed by Buffalo Common Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart, Canisius University, class of 2011. Councilwoman Everhart represents the Maston District in which Canisius University is located. She is chair of the Commons Council's Education Committee. She has testified before Congress about the need for stricter gun laws following the May 14, 2022 mass shooting at the Tops on Jefferson, which seriously injured her son, Zaire Goodman. Her testimony contributed to the passage of the Safer Communities Act, the first piece of significant gun legislation in this country in more than 30 years. Following the 514 shooting, Zanetta established Zanetta and Zaire's Book Club, which has collected 17,000 books promoting diversity and acceptance. She did this to combat racism and promote understanding through literature. Previously, Zanetta served as Director of Diversity and Inclusion for Senator Tim Kennedy, now U.S. Congressman Tim Kennedy. That's what a Canisius University education looks like. Thank you to both Senator Ryan and Councilwoman Everhart for being here with us. Senator Ryan, please.
So thanks so much for having me here. I can't tell you how pleased I am about this announcement. I sat down with the president just a few weeks ago, and he said big changes are coming. We're going to have a big announcement soon. And you know, we talked about barriers to higher education, but this has exceeded my expectations of what that big announcement is. But it really is, it's hand-in-glove policy to the beliefs of a Jesuit institution. And it warms my heart to know that decisions are being made without just the MBAs at the table, but also the people who believe in a purpose-driven institution and remembering who we are designed these institutions to serve. So the Buffalo Promise Scholarship, it's really a doubling down on the belief system of the Canisius University, and it's really what we need. During our conversations, we spoke a lot about how higher education used to be, you know, just an on-ramp without risk associated with it. But as the cost of tuition has skyrocketed over the last 20 or 30 years, there is now significant risk for parents of limited means to say, sure, go to college. Maybe it'll work for you, maybe it won't, but you're gonna be better off because you went. That's not so true anymore, because parents are settled with student loans, and so are the student, and if it doesn't work out, there's a financial cost. So this will help reduce that equation and really change that equation. So we're flipping the script, and I'm really excited about that, but I'm excited not just for the students who will be served, I'm excited for the city of Buffalo, for Erie County, in Western New York. We all know how we built a middle class in America. We did that by providing higher education at a low cost. We seem to have amnesia sometimes about how we built our middle class. So we like to get back to the reality. So we know the tried and true way to escape poverty in America is through higher education. But instead of making that a big open window, we've made that a very small window where it's really hard to get through. So I'm the chair of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Economic Development, and Small Businesses. And we always hear this question of, you know, what can we do to bring talent to the region? And what can we do to bring businesses to the region? And my response is always, that's the wrong question. The question should be, is how do we keep students in our region? How do we enhance them in our region? How do we assist local companies to grow? Because it takes a lot more of the state's resources to bring people back here than it does to keep them here to start with. And with this wonderful program, we're going to be giving opportunities to students who live in Western New York. We are going to be keeping students in Western New York, and it's going to provide a 360 growth pattern, everything from students, their family, to our local economy, to our local culture. So thank you very much, President Stout, for this transformative announcement today. And thank you to Canisius University for their century-plus commitment to Buffalo in Western New York. And very happy with Canisius, but my happiness doesn't come out of the fact that I'm an alumni, because I'm not. But I imagine if you were an alumni of this institution, you were probably a little more proud today. So it's my pleasure to bring up a Canisius University alumni, Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Canisius is where leaders are made. It is. When I came here as a student, you know, I was 28 years old. I wasn't your average student, right? I was in classes with 18-year-olds. I was a full adult. I was going through a very, very crazy time in life. I was going through a divorce. I had an 8-year-old kid. Things were all over the place in my life. But I found a home here at Canisius. And, you know, I remember my first semester. I will never forget it. I was nervous. I was very nervous. I had just graduated from Villa Maria College. And I came here, and it's a little bigger than Villa, right? But I was nervous because I was not sure I was doing the right thing, right? Getting an associate's degree at Villa, it was hard too. But it was a little easier because I had a goal. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I did it. And then I was like, do I need a bachelor's degree, right? And actually, my sister, who is also an alumni of Canisius College, she said, go. Do it. And I said, okay, you know what? I'll try it. What can happen, right? And as a kid, I've always wanted to be a journalist, right? And so I knew I was going to come here to study communications. And then I met Dr. Irwin in the communications department. And I told her, I was just like, look, I got a kid. There's a lot going on. And she's like, you can do it. I remember going to her office all the time, literally like once a week, I would tell her, I think I'm going to drop out. I do. I think I'm going to drop. I was working full time, right? I was raising a kid. I was doing all these things, and it was school. But then I found these service immersion trips that Canisius University does. And I had the privilege of going to India on one of those trips to teach English at an orphanage. That experience changed me. It changed my perception on education. Children in India don't go to school like our children go to school. If your parents can't pay for your education there, you don't get an education. That's why we were in India. And it put into perspective my education here at Canisius University. It showed me what a privilege it was to be able to come to school. Now, I don't know if this program is retroactive. I paid a lot to come here. I'm still paying. but it was the best decision that I ever made in my whole life. Teaching those kids in India English showed me that I could do anything. I could go anywhere. And I needed to be grateful for the opportunity to receive an education in the United States, in Buffalo, at Canisius University. And now in my life, being where I am today, I am a councilwoman where Canisius sits. That is a full circle moment for me. It is a full circle moment, and it makes my heart proud to know that not only did I graduate from here, I'm always here, right? I do a lot of events here. I come here for events. I live a couple blocks up the street. I live right on Brunswick off of Jefferson, so I get to see this institution every single day. And so for me, I always see myself as a student first. And I know how important cost is. Where I come from, people like me don't see ourselves graduating from college, right? We don't see ourselves as public leaders. But universities like Canisius teach us, show us that anything is possible. And so I am so proud to stand before you today during this announcement. Thank you, President Stout, for your investment in this community in Buffalo, but in people like me. You give us hope. You show us that we can do it, but that there will be no barriers to get there. And so thank you so much for your investment. Thank you, Canisius University, for everything you've done for me, for my family, for my city, for my neighborhood. And go Griffs. Go Griffs.
Thank you, Councilwoman Everhart and Senator Ryan, for your remarks, and thank you all for joining us today. This is such an exciting time for our university, our city, and the students of Buffalo, and I'm so grateful that we could share the news with you today. As we conclude today's program, I'd like to invite our high school students in the audience to the back table to grab a Canisius University t-shirt.